Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte, and this week we're talking about poems to do with Earth. The planet, not just like dirt, although, you know, one of the poems, we'll get into it, but like, you know, those things are very closely connected because of, like, the very nature of what the surface of our planet is made of. Anyway, let's just dive straight in before I ramble on too much. Okay, so the first poem is If I Could Bite the Whole Earth by Fernando Pessoa. So the interesting thing about Pessoa is that he wrote under a series of heteronyms. He made up these people, like, these personalities and these different writers and authors, and he gave them whole backstories and like all of this stuff, and he would write from that perspective. So this is written from the perspective of Alberto Cerro, who, you know, was one of Pessoa's heteronyms, but like, you know, he was just the Alberto Cerro was described as being a pure and primitive version of the human being, stripped of any emotional culture created by mankind, which is so interesting of a way to describe this character. And basically the backstory being that he had no like schooling, his mother and father died, you know, like this thing of a character without official or structured nurturing, and so being a stripped down version of a human being unaffected by culture, which I think is really interesting. Anyway, I'm just gonna get into the poem. This specific translation of If I Could Bite the Whole Earth is from Bertrand Editora. If I could bite the whole earth and feel what I taste, and if the earth was a thing to bite, I would be happier for a moment. But I don't always want to be happy. It's important to be unhappy now and again, to be truly natural. Not everything is sunny days and rain when it's surely mist is in order. That's why I'll take the unhappiness with the happiness. Naturally, like someone unsurprised by the existence of mountains and plains and rocks and plants. What you need is to be natural and calm, in happiness or unhappiness, to feel like someone who watches, to think like someone who walks, and when you're about to die, to remember the day dies too, and the west is beauteous, and the night grows gorgeous. That's how it is, and that's how it should be. I think one of the things that's interesting about this poem is that it's just, like, trying to make the human experience connected to the earthly experience, and by that I mean that it is trying to say that the things that happen to people happen to the world, and it sort of creates this connection between the very human feelings of, like, that fear of dying, maybe. I mean, it doesn't specifically say fear, but it sort of, like, implies an emotion around death. It's sort of going, whatever you feel about death, know that the day dies too, and that there are things that die all around you. That it's a very grounded, maybe grounded not the right word, it feels very much like of a place, not like a specific place, but it feels very much like someone, I can always imagine someone sitting in a field or laying among rows and rows of flowers and just staring up at the sky and feeling this way. It's very much like a connected thing of like a clear mind thing, that I think is really interesting. Our next poem is Ode to Dirt by Sharon Olds. Dear Dirt, I am sorry I slighted you. I thought that you were only the background for the leading characters, the plants and animals and human animals. It's as if I had loved only the stars and not the sky which gave them space in which to shine. Subtle, various, sensitive, you are the skin of our terrain. You're our democracy. When I understood I had never honoured you as a living equal, I was ashamed of myself. as I had not recognised a character who looked so different from me, but now I can see us all, made of the same basic materials. Cousins of that first exploding from nothing, in our intricate equation together. Oh, dirt, help us find ways to serve your life, you who have brought us forth and fed us, and who at the end will take us in and rotate with us, and wobble and orbit. So, at first I was not certain about putting this one on the Earth episode, because, like, it specifically mentions, like, this is talking to the dirt. But as it sort of gets to the end, and as I read through it, it talks about, like, the Earth, the dirt giving life, and the dirt taking in bodies, and, like, rotating with us and wobbling and orbiting. And it sort of feels like it's more talking about the ground in general, and sort of that sort of felt very at the core of what the sort of Earth is for me, is it's like, I mean, obviously the Earth is the planet we live on, but it's also, you know, more than that and less than that at the same time. We use the word Earth when we talk about dirt for a reason. It is the very component material that we can touch of our planet. And I think this poem does a service in pointing that out in a really nice way, which I like. And I was like, I'm just going to do it because I'm not sure I'm never going to do one that's just on dirt. But yeah, so here it is. That brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks everyone for coming into the tavern today. I really appreciate it. This one was fun. Anyway, to talk about our next episode, I'm going to be doing birds. I was going to try and do another planet one. Maybe try, like, Neptune or, you know, I think I've exhausted Pluto poems, but no, probably not. But, like, it's not technically a planet anymore, but that sucks. Anyway, birds. We're doing birds. And I will try and maybe figure out a longer running theme to do. So I might do like animals as a theme for a while. But we'll see when we get there. So see you next time. Bye.